करीब 40,000 ऑस्ट्रेलियाई ऐसे हैं जिनके लिए इंतजार एक स्थायी भाव बन गया है। उनके घर, उनकी जिंदगियां यहां ऑस्ट्रेलिया में हैं, लेकिन वे 9 महीने से भी ज्यादा समय से विदेशों में फंसे हैं, क्योंकि कोरोना वायरस के कारण सीमाएं अब भी बंद हैं। ऐसी ही हैं प्रिया नायर, जिनका परिवार मार्च में ऑस्ट्रेलिया आने वाला था।
We are stuck here in India from March. We are about to book our tickets in March end, but then that's when the international borders got closed. So we couldn't book our tickets. We told the agent to book the tickets, but then he informed us late night, informing us that India has going to go for lockdown. And then we got to know that Australia is going to go in the same way. So we didn't book our tickets that time, and so now we are stuck with no tickets at all. And from March we're here, and four of us, like my husband, my two children, and me.
प्रिया के पति को यहाँ ऑस्ट्रेलिया में जॉब मिल गई थी। अप्रैल में उसकी शुरुआत होनी थी, और उससे पहले प्रिया और उनका परिवार काफी एक्साइटेड था कि यहाँ ऑस्ट्रेलिया में वे अपनी नई जिंदगी शुरू कर सकेंगे, लेकिन ऐसा नहीं हो सका।
The thing is that after we had come back in June, because he was supposed to join last year in December, and because of certain things it kept postponing, and it went on till April. So finally, when they gave us the offer to come down in the month of April, this happened. So the thing is that people have been waiting for him to come down there, and they have been moving the start date to June, then to August, then to September, November, then December, and now it's again moved to February. So it's like the company is holding on for so long, and so we are like really worried that we need to at least be there by Feb, because it's two things. One is the education part, and one is for him to join the job, because I don't think any company will hold on to an offer for so long. I understand that it's a pandemic and they are holding it on for that, but I don't know for how long they'll hold it. So it's we really want to be there before February.
सरकार बताती है कि 18 सितंबर के बाद से 45,000 से ज्यादा लोग ऑस्ट्रेलिया लौटे हैं, लेकिन इतने ही या शायद उससे भी ज्यादा अब भी लाइन में लगे हैं अपनी अपनी बारी का इंतजार करते हुए। इनमें सबसे ज्यादा 10,000 भारत में हैं, लेकिन फ्लाइट्स उपलब्ध नहीं हैं। ऑस्ट्रेलिया में आने वाले लोगों की संख्या पर 3,000 साप्ताहिक की पाबंदी लगी है, लिहाजा बहुत कम लोग आ पा रहे हैं, और फिलहाल तो सरकार इस पाबंदी को हटाने वाली नहीं है। न्यू साउथ वेल्स की प्रीमियर ग्लेडिस बेरेजिक्लियान ने पिछले हफ्ते मीडिया को बताया,
I'm not happy to see the quarantine system move outside of the hotels at this stage. I think that would be too high a risk. That's just New South Wales. I know other states do have other arrangements. And so for that reason, the cap of 3,000 is not going to change in New South Wales. And so it's a question about when Victoria comes online and other states come online, how far can we eat into the 39,000 Aussies that are still waiting to come home? And once that's dealt with, I'm sure there'll be opportunities for us to consider all those other categories which will boost our economy and prospects for jobs in the future.
हालांकि प्रधानमंत्री स्कॉट मॉरिसन कहते हैं कि चीजें बदल भी सकती हैं क्योंकि वैक्सीन आ रही है।
We still have right now registered overseas some 38,655, but we will continue to monitor through contact directly with people overseas about their need to return home. That may change over the next month. That may change as vaccines are introduced, particularly in the United Kingdom, which is one of the key areas where Australians are seeking to come home from. The biggest area, the biggest number of people seeking to come home is from India. There's over 10,000 there. There's around about just under 5,000 in the UK, and then there's a range of other countries.
लेकिन भारत जैसे देशों में जहां फिलहाल कोरोना की एक और लहर बहुत जोर से आई हुई है, लोगों के लिए उम्मीद की किरण नजर नहीं आ रही है। हालांकि प्रिया नायर सुझाती हैं कि अगर लोगों को लौटाना है तो दूसरे रास्ते भी हो सकते हैं।
What people could have actually done is, if they are so worried about people going to Australia and infecting themselves, what I felt is India has a lot of hotels, be it Delhi, be it Chennai, when there you have the Australia High Commission, you have so many hotels, so many places where people could have, those who have to travel back. See, I'm a PR holder, my destination is Australia, so those kind of people. I'm not saying you want to go for a holiday, you get onto a flight and go, no, you're a PR, you need to go back to Australia. At least those kind of people, they could have, allocated places in Australia, sorry, in Delhi or in Chennai, and allow quarantine to happen there, and then straight away take the flight So you don't have to worry about quarantine facilities in Australia, right? The it's cost effective having a quarantine to be done in India, where, you know, you don't have to worry about the food and food facilities for an Indian. Like how now they're charging us so much amount for quarantine just because they have to cater to Indian food needs, right? In the hotels there. So same thing, if they would have done the quarantine in India and then put us on the flight, I'm sure many of us would have happily, you know, sat. Suppose, you know, if Qantas could have taken given us a flight right from Hyderabad, you know, once you finish your quarantine in an allocated hotel in Hyderabad, see that you go to airport, from airport to take the flight to Qantas, and then if you had to pick up people on the way to, you know, Delhi or Chennai, and then, you know, for the flight to fill and go, I'm sure it could have easily been handled.
लेकिन ये रास्ते जब सूझेंगे तब सूझेंगे। फिलहाल तो हजारों लोग वहां दूर सीमाओं के पार अपने अपने घरों की ओर टकटकी लगाए बस इंतजार कर रहे हैं।